Look, look, there comes one of them now.
Hello, this is Kevin Patterson, the writer, director, and producer of Samwell Sif's Loved One Discovery or Recovery Services. This special episode is part of a series of interviews where Adrian Parrish, the sound engineer and sound designer, and I interviewed each other. In this special installment, Adrian's going to talk about his editing process and how he approached Foley or sound effects. Each episode, which is about 15 minutes, it was about an hour to do just what I'm going to call the rough assemblage.
Right.
And then what was your next steps?
So the next step was the first thing you want to do is you want really clear audio. The next thing is you don't want it to be too clear, right? Like you can hear the audio right now. Hopefully it sounds very clear. And like it sounds right because you're listening to a podcast. But if I told you we're sitting in the middle of a bar, you'd be like, that's not a bar. It doesn't sound like a bar. Like nothing about that sounds like a bar. Like there's no echoes, there's no background noise or anything. The second is really kind of setting the room tone for wherever we're at. So like I would set the room tone, and it's a little tricky because you want to set the room tone in a way that it sounds natural, but in the way it doesn't just sound like crappy recording, you know? So like it sounds like you're in a bar, but it sounds like you're in a bar and you still got a really good recording, you know? I would set the room tone for it would be a little bit different if we were in a bar, or like one point we're in his house or apartment, and one point we're in a empty warehouse, you know, all those places, or some points you're outside. All those places sound very different, you know, like as far as like echoes, your sound bouncing off the walls and stuff like that. So that would be my next step, would be kind of to set that room tone. And then it would be adding on the sound effects, which were generally like, again, I would kind of start with the room tone. So like if they were somewhere that, so like if they're outside, you know, what time of day is it? Is morning birds, evening crickets? Cause that's kind of what we associate things. So like if somebody's outside, and you can listen, if you listen back to some of the episodes, if someone's outside, I think first episode, Samwell's walking to his door and he like stops and talks with the
building super.
Yeah, the building super. There's crickets because it's nighttime, or at least it was in my head. So I add in those sounds, like outside sounds, or you know, the sounds of like the surroundings. So that's going to be a sound that plays throughout the scene. So like if they're in the car, it's a car engine underneath it, you know, those type of things.
Well, I'm gonna imagine you layer that in next so that when you add other sounds, you know, you don't want to step on,
right?
Do you have trouble stepping on sounds that you've created, or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like you can definitely, as you're building the sound, you can definitely, you have to like put in the sounds so that they, like the sound that you want people to hear more pronounced. So like you have the background bar making noise. You want to hear a more pronounced sound. You have to put that in a little bit louder. And of course, all this time you're trying to make sure you don't go over, you don't get too loud or too soft. So
and the dialogue too.
Right.
So rough assemblage on dialogue. Let's call it background sound is the next step. And then after that?
And after that, it's more, the more specific sound. So it's like walking, you know, the pouring a glass.
That was one of my favorite takes is when he, I think it's the first or second episode, he goes to Doris's bar. He orders a shot. Doris puts the shot glass down, pours the drink, slides it over. He takes it, has a little bit of a cough, and that's it. And I think you did, like, for just the shot glass coming down on the table and the slide, didn't you do, like, four or five different sounds on top of that or something?
Yeah, so, it, like, my what I described of me taking, like, an hour to, and this is the way it usually ends up. So, like, I took an hour to do the rough assemblage. I probably took an hour on that sound, like, by itself. It was a series of, it's a series of sounds. So one was the, like they were all separate sounds of setting a glass on a table, pouring a drink, sliding the glass across the table, picking up the drink, drinking it a little, setting it down again. So like that, it was kind of a combination of those things. It was probably my favorite one. Actually, I think, why don't we play it?
That sounds fantastic. We're now going into our archives.
The usual, Doris.
Sounds familiar.
Better the demons we know.
Sounds like my first husband.
How's business?
Oh, the usual suspects, with a twist of nothing new.
Got a new case.
Who you looking for this time? Someone's forgotten grandmother?
I like the zombie kill in that hallway in the building. Yeah.
The zombie kill was really fun because it was a combination of things. So we did have, there's sometimes when you record stuff and you're not really sure how well it'll work. But I remember specifically recording that sound. We asked Lauren Spano, who played Cece. We were like, okay, give us like some like grunt sounds. So she gave us a few like it was kind of fun to go through those and be like, and when you're recording it, you're like, I don't know, maybe those will work. But like actually like playing it back, be like, oh yeah, they worked great. And so like it was a combination of her making that sound. I want to say it was like just like a sound of like a knife against another knife. That give you like a little shink sound. And then the sound of which, if you're a fan of like audio recording or Foley at all, and you're not aware of this, a lot of times when you hear a body sound or like a stab sound, it is like some type of fruit or some type of melon or cabbage. I think this was a cabbage. So like it's actually like a shink cabbage, and then it's something dropping. I don't remember what I used for something dropping, but yeah.
So the cutting of flesh is the cutting of cabbage or ripping a cabbage?
Yeah.
Lost one on the right, but looks like only one.
Give it a second. Let's see if he's got any broskies.
Poor guy. No Valentine's. Looks like it's just him. You want to do the honors or should I?
You volunteering?
I don't mind. I would appreciate some backup. You mind if I put this cowbell down for something a little more useful?
I like how you carry a tune.
Distract him.
Hello, big boy. You like show tunes?
Rest well, friend.
So I would encourage you, if you're really interested in this, I would encourage you like just YouTube a bunch of stuff like Foley.
Well, where are they going to search in the YouTube?
Okay, you do a search for Foley artist. That's going to give you all like kind of background sounds, what they use in movies, like whenever they're making sound design and all this stuff. So just do a search for that. But if you want something specific, do like Foley artist like stabbing or Foley artist zombies. I'm sure that's fun. But like if you just do a search through that, you'll have some people who will walk you through like, oh, this is the sound they make. So like when you hear a bone cracking, it's probably like celery. When you hear like a stab and like in or like a head getting cut off or something like that, it's usually like it's cabbage or it's a melon or something like that.
I know. What else have we done? We did potatoes.
Yeah,
was that potatoes we used?
Potatoes. Put potatoes in. That was a fun one we used. We put potatoes in jeans. And you drop it on like a big cardboard box and just makes like this thump sound that just sounds perfect. Just sounds like a body dropping.
Yeah. So then after that version, which like you said, you could spend an hour in just the shot glass.
Right.
In a 15-minute episode, how many times did you, let's call it, pull up the brakes and spend a long time on one? How long did it take you to do the Foley per episode?
I would say I would say like my first pass, because I was figuring it was around, my first pass was probably like another hour to get like just some of the basics in place. Then the bigger ones I would say probably were another, it was I would say probably another hour or so per episode. So I'd say I probably averaged, what was my math? I'm at like 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours. I would say that's probably what I average, something like that per episode. It's something I really enjoy doing. So like I do like, Kevin knows, I do like other things. I like write and do a few other creative things. But editing's like the thing I can just do. You know, I can just sit down and do it. Because like I am creating, but like it's a different, you know, editing's like kind of a different type of creating. Like as you're writing, you're like, I'm starting at scratch. I just have to come up with all this. But like in editing,
you're making decisions on based on what you have
right.
versus having to start from scratch.
Right.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Right.
So please forgive us for the large intermission, but know that anything you do to share us and help us get out in the universe is deeply appreciated.
Right. And that's why it's important to subscribe. I know, like, there's a lot of podcasts that I subscribe to that their seasons might come out once a year. It might be a year or two, but, like, then they'll pop up on my timeline and be like, oh, this podcast I really like has some new episodes, which I wouldn't have just gone looking for them, like, once every few weeks. But if I'm subscribed to it, then, yeah, so go ahead and subscribe.
This has been Kevin Patterson. I am the writer, producer, director, and character of Samuel Sift.
And this is Adrian Parrish. I am the sound engineer and sound designer.
Thank you so much for listening at this point. You are a true fan,
yeah,
and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll see y'all in the future.
Bada bing, bada boom. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I certainly did. It's always nice to hang out with my friend Adrian. If we got any sound engineers out there in our audience, feel free to drop us a line about how you approach it differently. If you'd like to follow us, we are on Twitter at Stationary Hobo or on Instagram at Stationary Hobo. As always, thank you for being a member of our audience. We really appreciate all of our listeners, and we'll see you in the future.